Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. The small of my back has never been touched so many times in a way that I was like getting enraged.
We literally were out with Ty Dolla $ign until 4:30 in the morning.
Stop. I'm like, oh, I need to go put this down really quick. I'll see you in there.
You know, don't go alerting TMZ that I've broken dry Jan.
How we pooping?
That's
tea.
The tea.
And the tea is I prefer shitty American tea over British tea.
Katie spilled some tea before we started recording. She said, I hate British tea.
Okay, maybe like hate is a strong word. Jack prepares it in a really lovely way with like milk. But I do feel like some of the British teas, they're just not like sweet enough for me.
Did Jack get sugar cubes? Don't they usually put sugar cubes in it?
I don't know if I'd say usually.
Did I make that up?
His version, and when we went to see his parents in England, his mom made the same thing that he makes, which is PG Tips is the brand with milk, just like regular whole milk in, mix it up. There you go.
Whole milk is back. People are into it again.
Oh, I'm such a whole milk stan.
I feel like you've always been.
I let it go.
You did oat.
I did oat milk for a while because it was trendy. And
yeah,
it was like cool
now
to say.
It's coming out that oat milk is not even good for you.
There's like microplastics in it.
But it also spikes your glycemic index, which then increases your cortisol levels.
Yeah.
Or the glycemic index does that.
I was literally about to be like, explain that to me. Like I'm 4 years old and don't know words.
Basically, it's similar to just like getting a sugar high.
Okay.
And then it gives you more of a. What is the word? A stronger crash, I guess.
Okay, so I drink some oat milk. I feel really good for like 5 minutes, and then all of a sudden I'm exhausted.
Not like 5 minutes, but when you have oat milk in your coffee, if you have an oat milk latte, this is what I have been told.
Okay.
So it might not be a fact, but they say that there's a high sugar content in oats. So in the oat milk, the natural sugar content increases your glycemic index quickly. And then that makes your afternoon crash maybe happen in a more pronounced way.
Following. I've never really been into coffee in my, opposite milk in my coffee.
You haven't been into coffee in your coffee?
I love coffee in my coffee. Today, do you know those La Colombe like oat drafts or whatever?
Yes.
So we started getting them in the office. And so today I was like, maybe I'll try it because every single morning at the office, I literally scour the office for this one specific glass. There's only 5 of them in existence at the office. Every other glass is like a normal cylinder that kind of like fades into a tapered bottom.
I love those.
Do you know what I'm talking about? But the good glasses are circles that kind of go.
Oh, just kidding. That's the one that I like.
Exactly. They like come into the bottom.
The ones that I have at my house.
Yeah. They're like the ones that you have at your house. Exactly. But they're a circle instead of like a, what's the word I'm looking for?
A rectangle?
Kind of.
Hexagon?
It's like a can. Yeah.
Exactly. I can't think of what that shape is.
Rhombus?
No.
No. Picture a rhombus glass.
Think of a Campbell's soup can, but they're just straight.
That's a cylinder.
Thinner.
That's a cylinder.
It's like a cylinder, but they taper in at the bottom. So it kind of looks like it's floating. Okay. Are you following? And it's a very thin glass.
Yep.
Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
So the diameter is small.
Potentially.
There's a lot of mathematical terms.
There's a lot of math terms that you throw around here, but anyways, long
geometry,
story short.
Have you heard of it?
Yes, exactly. Don't know much about it, but have heard.
Clearly, none of us do.
But anyway, so at the office, we always get the La Colombe, like regular black coffees. And so every single morning, I scour the office for these 5 specific glasses. I literally hide them in the back of cabinets so that other people can't find them because they house my beverages throughout the day. And I just have my black iced coffee over ice. And so today I was like, maybe I'll just try this La Colombe oat drop that now we have in the fridge. It's like a vanilla flavored one.
It's in a can, right?
Yeah. And it just like, I realized that I just don't like milk in my coffee. Like, I feel like all the girlies like the nice looking, like pretty color. coffee, I don't like in their cold
super
brew.
Milky. Well, I like a drop.
Yeah,
you like it like a dark brown, I feel like.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but I like it like a black.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah.
And I realize that milk just isn't for me in my coffees.
I love a latte. You don't like a latte?
I would do a latte, but I would always prefer just cold brew black.
Yeah. I like a cafe au lait, which mainly coffee and then a little bit of steamed milk.
Okay, bougie.
That's what I get.
Is that a flat white?
No, it's called a cafe au lait.
What is a flat white?
I do not know. But I also know that I have not been, we were just talking about how we were sick and how Katie feels like coming on. Ever since I had the flu, I have not been firing on all cylinders. I've been firing on like one cylinder.
Oh, like you're perpetually.
I feel like my brain when I'm speaking is thinking so hard about what I'm trying to say and the words are just not coming to me.
Do you feel like it's like a fog situation, a brain fog?
I don't even know. It almost feels like my brain is just really trying to compute very hard before I vocalize something. It's like I can hear what I'm about to say in my head before I say it.
Yeah.
And you're like editing it.
It feels like I'm thinking about what I'm trying to say really, really hard.
Yeah.
For things that shouldn't be that hard.
I can relate. I feel like when you're really either really tired or really hungover.
Yeah.
That is also the case.
Speaking of really hungover, how is Dry January treating us, Kathy? Ugh,
I have not been hungover. I can't remember the last time I was hungover.
Okay, I want you to be honest.
It has now been 14 days.
I'm kidding. I literally can.
Like, I want you to BFFR for me. Like, do you feel better? Like, does your body feel better having not drank in 2 weeks? Like, give me the down low.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like my face, like, I feel like I lost weight in my face.
I think it's water weight.
For sure.
But or like dehydration, you're not like puffy, whatever that is caused by.
The thing about me is when I drink, I don't eat healthy. Like for the whole week, I'm amazing. I'm on fire. I'm going to Core Power. I'm going to lifts. I'm eating protein, like certain amount of grams of protein a day. I am like adhering to, you know, just like fueling my body.
You're crocking it up. You're cooking at home.
Yeah, but like feeling good about it. Like not restricting myself, just feeling good. Exercising. The weekend hits. I have some drinks. I feel like shit the next day. I'm ordering McDonald's. I have no self-control when I'm hungover or even when I'm drinking. Like everything looks good. I want every tater tot in the city of New York. Ugh. But because I haven't been drinking, I haven't like reached for those things.
You talking about that though just made me really get an intense craving to go to the Corner Bistro.
Yeah,
Adam's favorite first date spot
with paper plates
and solo cup.
No, and the thing is I'm not going to give up drinking, and I don't think that I have a problem with it. I just think that not drinking for a whole month has taught me, or 2 weeks so far, I've learned a lot. So like already, just about my habits and how I usually am and ways I want to like shift things in the future.
Are you finding yourself thinking about how you're not drinking often? That was always my biggest issue with Dry January, was I felt like I wanted to drink more than I ever had wanted to ever in my life because I couldn't.
So not at this very moment / the past 2 weeks, but I also really haven't been invited to do anything with everything going on in the world. It's been like kind of, you know, quiet in terms of events and weekend plans and things. So I feel like if I were in an instance like where I needed to go to a bar or something, which I will this month.
This Friday.
Yeah, this Friday with Colby and her family.
Yeah.
Maybe then,
Adam,
I'll be like,
feel free to come.
I'll look at
it. We were just discussing before you arrived.
I was like, what plan was I not invited to?
I reached out and I was like, Colby, what are your plans this weekend? Because I want to infiltrate the Cassidy family plans.
I probably did know this, but I didn't realize this weekend, I guess.
Yeah, it's my sister's 30th birthday.
Which one?
Erin.
Oh my God, so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the plans?
Well, she's literally being so annoying about planning things. I tried really hard because I saw this place on TikTok called Cafe Sky, and you can rent it out and throw a dinner party, and it's however much per head, and the food was included. It was super cute, and I had the guy on email reserving a date, and I was like, okay, let me know how many people whatever, because she has friends that are in the city and right. knew people that were coming this weekend too. And it's her 30th birthday, so I assume she wanted to do something big, because my entire life, my sister has loved her birthday more than anyone I have ever known.
She's a birthday girl.
She loves her birthday. And then she is like, yeah, I don't know, whatever. So then we lose that place. And then this other spot, Jones Street Wine, there's one in the West Village, but there's one in the East Village that is a bigger space.
Oh, I didn't know that.
For both, yeah, you can rent them both out and you can bring your own food for that one. In the East Village, they had cheese plates and stuff that they'll do for you, but the West Village one, you can just bring whatever. But either spot, we could have like ordered pizza and just had wine. And I was like, okay, this guy said that we can come either night, so let me know what you would prefer. Then he's calling me, trying to get me to confirm. She's not letting me know anything. And I was like, okay, so we're just not doing that anymore. She had mentioned wanting to go to a show, so I was sending a few options. And so we're going to be playing it by ear.
Is the gist of the story. The gist of
the story.
But it isn't from a
lack of putting in effort.
From a lack of trying, because you... It's like you're a maid of honor all over again.
Seriously.
Do you feel like it's more like that she just feels bad about wanting people to do something for her birthday?
No.
You don't think so? She
never felt that way, ever.
Some people are like that.
You're like, mix, yeah. clip.
Yeah.
No, some people just love their birthdays.
She does. She genuinely thinks it's like the most important day of the year. So that's why I'm confused, especially because it's her 30th birthday.
Yeah, 30 should be, it's a big one.
Yeah. But I made dinner reservations for us. I was on top of that. I didn't make one for Saturday because I figured that was the night that we would more so just, it would be up in the air what mm-hmm. we were doing. But my sister and her husband are coming Friday and my mom is coming Saturday. So Friday night I felt like would probably be the night that we'd go to a bar and their friends would come.
Yeah.
Not that my mom doesn't go out. She literally goes out more than me, but...
No, I like
your mom's a party.
I need to see Jane at some point.
Oh, you will.
So I need to infiltrate. Well,
we can come knock on your door
the whole weekend, me and my mocktails. I'm actually excited to try a mocktail though at a bar. I haven't had the opportunity to do that.
I am like voraciously against mocktails.
I know you're against Dry January. I know. Okay.
No, I'm actually proud of you for doing Dry January. As long as like you have a goal and you're shooting for that goal and you're going to achieve it, I think it's good.
Here's the thing. Here's the reason why I'm doing Dry Jan. I really just want, I think Colby expressed this last episode. I just want to know what it's like what it feels like, how my body feels, and like come up with strategies to avoid heavily drinking in the future when I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I think that's a good goal. I approve.
Find comfort in the uncomfortable. Drinking and drinking settings.
Finding not being awkward, not feeling awkward about not holding a drink, or if I'm holding a drink, finding a mocktail that I like things like that.
I did that strategies. So much this weekend, and I just got a seltzer with lemon.
Yeah.
And it feels like you're drinking a drink.
I think we just need to normalize like doing what you want to do in the moment.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I do.
Didn't you talk about this on the last episode that we recorded?
Yeah. So I feel like that's the goal. I also do feel, I haven't felt like I've slept better. That's the thing. And I was waiting for that one because people have said like, oh, when you give up drinking, granted it's been 14 days. So check back in at the end of the month and I'll see. I really would like to sleep better. I don't sleep very well. I don't know about you guys, but I wake up like twice a night to pee. Do you?
No.
Sometimes.
Twice, usually.
Not to pee, but I wake up like a million times.
I wake
times.
Up and I like open one eye and I'm like, oh, it's still dark out.
Why does that happen? Like, my bladder, I guess, is screaming at me and I need to, why do I need to pee?
Do you open the floodgates before you go to bed?
I pee before bed every night.
You can't.
Do most of your hydrating at night? Because sometimes that does happen to me, and that's the only times that I have to wake up and pee in the middle of the night.
I guess, like, dinner time, I drink a lot of water, but that's usually, like, 7, and I go to bed at, like, 11.
I feel like you just need to, like, do all your drinking at 7, pee before you go to bed at 11, and then don't drink any more water.
Maybe I need to, like, do some deep stretching or something. No, because I feel like after I stretch or like at yoga, I always have to pee.
I kind of have a similar scenario, but it's that I always have to poop like 3 minutes before a Barry's class starts.
Whoa.
I have no un
so like, you're regular. No, really?
It's crazy. It's only 3 minutes before a Barry class starts.
You get nervous.
I don't know what happens to me, but I walk into that Barry studio having not had to poop the entire 30 minutes before while I'm commuting, and then all of a sudden I walk into the Barry studio and I'm like, oh my God, I need to poop.
Do you think it's stress? Like you're nervous?
I don't know, but then I get even more stressed because I'm like, fuck, you know, Izzy's letting people in like a minute or two before the class starts, and I'm going to be late getting in, I'm going to be late starting, and then I get all stressed out while I'm like in the bathroom dry heaving, basically trying to poop as quickly as possible.
Like, are you worried about pooping in public? Like, is that a worry of yours?
Okay, so I did used to hate pooping in public, but the Barry's bathrooms are
single stalls.
Yeah, they're single stalls with doors and full walls.
I was going to say, do they go all the way down to the bottom?
They do.
That's like a handicap bathroom.
That is when you know you're safe.
Yeah, I feel safe in those rooms.
You are marked safe when the door goes all the way to the ground.
One thing about me, I will not poop in a stall in a public place.
I will. I actually have no shame. I really don't care.
It's not even shame. I just like, I sit there and I'm like.
And then you don't have to anymore.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I can't do this.
Your body just says, not today.
Maybe that means I do have shame. I don't know. But I sit down and my body is like, no, sir, you will be holding this in until you get home in a safe space.
Well, if you ever see Adam at a Barry's class, you know what went down.
He's relieved himself.
No, it's so funny because if my one friend sees this, I literally always walk in, hug my one friend who I go to the Barry's classes with sometimes, and then I'm like, oh, give me 1 second. Like, I just have to go put something down in the locker room.
You do always go beeline to the locker room.
You have to put something down.
Hope notices. No.
Well, you're always getting there very soon before the class starts, so it kind of aligns.
I get there 4 minutes before. I hug Colby or I hug the friend that I usually go with, and then I'm like, I'm gonna go put something down in the bathroom really quick.
Wait, this is so funny. I love this confession.
Put something down in the bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
You sure are.
I always pretend it's like my AirPods or like my jacket or something that I intentionally just like leave with me out there. I'm like, oh, I need to go put this down really quick. I'll see you in there. Welcome back.
Oh my God, I would have just continued on my merry way.
No, we've been yapping. We need to get on with it. Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we pooping?
Everybody poops.
Do they? We've talked about this on the podcast a million times. My mom always thinks it's so funny that I literally didn't think girls pooped until like the 9th or 10th grade. Like, I was in high school when I found out that girls pooped. Far too old. I'm pretty sure I also thought Santa was real until like the 9th grade. No, my dad. Excellent job.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the sign or a sign of good parents, first of all.
Was part of it the fact that your parents said that if you didn't believe anymore, that Santa wouldn't come anymore?
Oh, Craig and Elena for sure said that shit.
Yeah.
And I think they were
so
also...
You had to believe it forever.
No, they had to drag me on for a really long time because I had 3 younger siblings. So they were probably like, this little hoe is not going to ruin it for the younger ones. So we're going to make sure.
Well, and Hollywood made so many movies about like what happens when people stop believing, you know?
I was terrified.
Like every Christmas movie plot these days, or like especially when we were young and kind of fading out of nowhere believing, was about like, this is what happens. Like the world will crumble if people stop believing in Santa Claus, and Santa's so upset that people don't believe in him.
No, so, I was fully convinced that the Armageddon was going to happen if I stopped believing in Santa Claus. Like he was coming down my chimney every year. Let me tell you.
I found out really early.
Well, and I didn't spoil it for anyone. So I feel like that's kind of like...
No, literally my uncle who lived next door to me was talking to my parents in my kitchen, and I was standing in the doorway and I overheard them, and I walked in and I was like, well,
damn.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
What about the Easter Bunny?
It was on Christmas morning.
The Easter Bunny, I saw right through that shit. That was first to go for me.
Oh, what about the Tooth Fairy?
The Tooth Fairy? No, I continued believing in that. I got money out of it.
Yeah, well, I guess you lose all your teeth pretty early on.
No, Tooth Fairy, I was cognitive dissonance. I was going to, I'm going to believe this as long as I'm still getting some money for these teeth.
How much money did you get?
So actually, this kind of simultaneously goes with the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy. But one year I had so many loose teeth, and I've always had this thing where I'm terrified of pain. I'm terrified of like horror films, gore, blood. Like I start freaking out when I see it, right? Like I have a visceral reaction. And one year I had literally 7 very, very loose teeth. And my mom was like, you need to pull them out. And I refused. I was like, you're going to have to put me under. Like I'm not going to be able to take these out of my mouth. My uncle tells me that he would give me X amount of money if on Easter he could take me into my grandma's bathroom and rip out all of my teeth. And one thing about me, I'll do anything for a buck. And he literally ripped out all 7 of my teeth on Easter.
How much did you get?
Did the Tooth Fairy come back or no?
Oh, the Tooth Fairy The tooth fairy showered me that year. I was rich. I honestly think I got like $200.
Wow. So you got the tooth fairy and the Easter bunny on the same day?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I was rich, but my blood was everywhere. I was literally bleeding out my grandma's sink. It was
seven teeth at once. That feels like...
That's like a dental procedure.
Yeah.
No, literally just picture my uncle like death gripping my neck and then ripping all my teeth out as I'm screaming, sobbing.
Oh, I would just rip mine out. Like, why?
Why did he want to do that? That doesn't sound fun for anyone.
My uncle's kind of just like macho man. Like, he doesn't give a shit if he like rips all my teeth out, you know? Whereas like
clearly,
my mom and my dad are like, oh, poor little baby Adam, you know? But like, they need to come out.
Well, they do need to come out because a tooth is growing under there.
Yeah.
So like, they do.
Yeah. Like, my mom tells stories about how she would take me to the doctor and I would scream my face off about shots. Like, I would refuse to get flu shots, vaccines. I'd be screeching in the doctor's office. Yeah,
I didn't like that either.
My sister and I used to do rock, paper, scissors to see who got their shots first because we did our physicals on the same day. And one time she won, so she got to go second and I had to go first, and I hid under the chair in the doctor's office.
Oh my God.
Her to go first.
You were like, because nobody's going to find me.
See, I would want to go first. I'd want to go first to get it over with.
Oh no, I was such a wuss.
See, I didn't figure out that was a trick, I feel like, until later in life. Like, I feel like I was always like, I can't go first, I need to go last.
I literally just refused to get up. We were all in the same room, and I just was in the chair or under it. I think I was underneath it, and I refused to get up until she got hers. It was so bad.
But the strategy is actually like going first and just getting it over with.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, but you're right. As a kid, you don't think that way.
No.
Like, you think, oh, I want to prolong this as long as possible.
Yeah. But then you just have like, I don't know, horrible anxiety leading up to your turn.
I more so wanted to watch her to see if it looked like it hurt her, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
But then if it did, I was screwed.
How did we get on the topic?
I have no idea.
Oh, Santa Claus.
Adam yanking his teeth out. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been all kinds of directions on this episode already.
As you can see, I still have my Christmas tree up.
Yeah, I think we're still in the Christmas spirit.
This is
the first year I didn't put mine up.
I knew you wouldn't.
It's so sad, honestly.
I knew you wouldn't, and my heart broke for you, so that's why I'm leaving mine up an extra week for you.
I think you need to leave it up a couple extra months.
Well, the thing is, Jack wants to put it away, but I just conveniently keep like making us busy so we don't have time.
So there's like, not a chance.
Yeah, like I keep making these like elaborate dishes that I need his help with, like in my
so he forgets about it.
In my Dutch oven, so he forgets. Well, by the time we like sit down on the couch after like eating dinner, he's like, he doesn't feel like doing it. So the tree lives another day.
I'm happy for you because it's beautiful.
I love it. I just love the ambiance of it.
A tree just makes everything happier.
Like, it does. And just the way that the lights twinkle and the colors of the ornaments, like, it just really is such a vibe in here. And it's so small in the corner. Like, I don't really think much of it.
I love the light so much. And I actually saw a TikTok about this and people trying to find a replacement for the soft lighting that Christmas trees give off. And there's an IKEA standing light that gives off the same warm, soft tone.
Maybe I'll get that.
Interesting.
To warm up the space.
No, I love it. And I feel like the thing about winter is long, like a long season. And the first day of winter is only like December 21st or something. So Christmas is at the beginning.
Yeah, we've only just begun.
Christmas is at the beginning of winter, which doesn't feel right. Because if you think of winter, like you think of symbols, you'd think of Christmas, Hanukkah, all of those like Christmassy holidays or like the holidays that happen around that time of year. Mm-hmm. And so why do we get rid of every shred of evidence of them?
Yeah.
As soon as winter begins, that doesn't feel right.
No, it's sad. You can't get rid of those.
Well, you know, it's staying up.
I love that for
it's
you.
It's staying up. We might have a fight
keep
over
it. Keep it up all winter, honestly.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep...
You can just be that person that has a Christmas tree.
You could year-round.
Year-round.
Well, in the summer, that just wouldn't feel right.
That's fair. We need it to be somewhere.
Until you move.
Yeah, wait, until I move. That'll be perfect.
Tell us how it's been living with your boyfriend.
I know. We didn't talk about it last week. I didn't want to ask about it because I didn't know when you were dropping.
You released your video, I think, right? You
dropping the announcement.
I've announced. Well, I was waiting to announce until the stress of actually doing it was over.
Fair.
Because I didn't want to like talk about it and then have people like say things that would scare me out of doing it. Like, not even that, but like the first comment on my video where I was like, we moved in together, was, hey Katie, so I think it's a good idea for you guys to create a joint bank account, blah 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 blah. This I whole saw that. Message I saw that. I'm like, girl, I am not making a joint bank account with Jack right now.
I read that comment and I was like, Katie already is stressed enough about managing finances. Like, there's no way this girl is going to want to go about opening a joint bank
account
right now. Another
account. I think my accountant would have a heart attack, like genuinely. So anyway, I'm glad that I waited until the deed was done for me to, because really there's not, I mean, knock on wood, hasn't been anything to stress about. It's just made our lives easier.
Yeah.
Like, so much easier. Like, just knowing we're both coming home to the same place, we can both help with, you know, things like laundry and dishes and all of that. And it doesn't feel like, oh, well, you're staying at my apartment, like, I should be doing all of these things, and it's weird if you're doing it. Like, it just, the politics of it has gone away, and it's our place.
Yeah.
And that's that.
But I also think it's kind of fun because you guys had already had so many sleepovers, like, throughout the week for the last however many months.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it just feels normal.
It feels completely normal. And I haven't gotten to a point where I felt like smothered at all, because he goes to the office like most of the week, most days of the week. And he's very good at knowing when I need my space. Like, I think he just can sense it. Like, when I'm like getting a little bit stressed over something I'm filming, or like I have to do a take for like a video like a million times, and he's like, you know, I'm gonna go sit at the coffee shop, like, let me know if you want anything, and I'll be back in an hour. Like, he just knows,
he can anyway. Sense it.
Yeah, no, so it's been really great, and really no notes other than the fact that we are moving, which is going to be good, because then the space will truly feel like our space.
Yeah,
like, I'm doing everything I can to make sure, like, it feels like ours, but like, I look around, I'm like, you know, some of the stuff in here, just like the way I've done things, is like very much like, this is a girl's apartment, and I want to make sure that the space that we like get that's both of ours reflects both of us.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the next step. But for now,
he's living in your apartment for now.
That's kind of how it feels. Like, he is paying rent until we move, but it feels like, I feel kind of like funny about just like, I'm trying to, you know, make room for him.
Yeah.
But I think that'll be easiest when we have truly like a space
that is ours. You have a clean slate.
Yeah.
I remember one of our other friends, when she moved into her now fiance's apartment, she was like, I need to get the hell out of this place. Like, it's not our apartment.
But she was in there for a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
And they weren't investing in making it their space because they knew that they wanted to leave. So it's like similar thing that it's like, you know that you're moving. And she was like, I fully feel like I'm living in his apartment because he was living there for so long before, which is totally fair.
And but I do feel like it might be a little different, like a girl moving into a boy's apartment versus a boy moving into
a girl's apartment. A home. He shouldn't have any complaints. Yeah,
he's lucky. If he wants to swap with me, move in. Okay.
No,
I'll take over.
Honestly, like, he has not made one little peep even of a complaint about the layout or anything. We have the PlayStation. Oh my God. I've gotten in trouble.
How dare you?
I've gotten in trouble. It's a PlayStation. I don't even know if you can see it. It like really blends in.
Wow, Katie, I can't believe you're the owner of a PlayStation.
I am the proud owner of a PlayStation and two controllers.
Whoa.
That are sitting on top of my Bali Mystique coffee table book over there.
Teaching you how to play FIFA, or what's the situation?
Oh no, that's like his time, that's his thing. I have witnessed multiple games of Call of Duty,
okay,
where he talks to his friends on the headset. I heard there's some nasty things they say during that game.
Guys, we have to put you onto this because it's such a good date idea and so on brand for Match Made.
So instead of the usual let's grab a drink text, what if someone said, want to take a cooking class together?
Enter selfup.com. They host these super fun hands-on cooking classes in New York City and Boston, where you actually learn to make pasta, dumplings, tacos, all of it. And you get a full dinner or brunch. Like, yes, please.
It's cute, it's flirty, and let's be honest, cooking together is kind of hot.
Plus, it's a great move whether you're on a third date or just want to get your friends together for a night out. That's not just more bars.
Use code MATCHMADE20 at selfup.com for 20% off your first class. That's selfup.com, code MATCHMADE20. We'll see you there.
This spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, Mint Mobile has you covered.
Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/matchmade. That's mintmobile.com/matchmade.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Oh, yeah.
Gory game.
Like, really bad things. And I guess it's like a normal boy thing.
No, it really is.
Do you think so?
Well, you know that I was a closeted gamer for a lot of my life. One of my many closets.
Behind one of your doors.
Behind one of those doors was an Adam Harrison who really liked to play games. And yes, can confirm that you just get so into it, you know? You get so into the game that you just want to start screaming profanities at people and saying they're dumb.
Like, I really feel like it must be such a stress reliever. Like, what is my
shooting people virtually? I can't relate to that.
And like yelling at, like, but you yell at like robots. Like, the I feel like they play against robots sometimes.
Yeah, they do. See, I will say this is my past life though. So like, I have since evolved. Yeah. You know, I don't scream profanities at people anymore who wrong me most of the time. But like one of my both my roommates actually, they both play games, and I'll hear them screaming at their TV, like horrible things like you're mentioning, and they'll honestly be like chucking their controllers, they'll turn off the game, they'll come out, they'll be so pissed.
Yeah, they really get
and
into
I'm like, I don't think it's a stress reliever. I actually think it's just like a
stress inducer.
A stress inducer consistently. Exactly.
I'm happy that you have that thing. I'm gonna get us SX Tricky so we can play. That was my favorite PlayStation game.
What is it? SX Tricky?
Yes.
What's that?
Oh my god, they were like snowboarders, and you make them wear really cute outfits, and then you have to snowboard down the mountain.
Why am I not surprised that was your favorite video game?
It was so fun.
I did look on there, and they have Sims.
So I did love the Sims.
So I feel like we should play the Sims.
We should play the Sims.
I was never allowed to play Sims.
No, me neither.
Because of the wooing?
Probably.
Because of the wooing.
No, my parents, I thought it was inappropriate for whatever reason.
It is. I feel like all the characters had like big
tits. You could make
them
naked
too.
Like, or big something. Boobs. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could give them a breast augmentation for sure. Yeah.
Jealous.
Yeah. So anyway, I have a PlayStation. He was allowed to bring one chair right there. Green chair.
It's honestly a good chair in the space. Like, it's not bad.
Oh, and I say allowed.
Yeah, it matches your color scheme.
Simply because of the space. Because look around. I have stuff everywhere. I'm like, if we want to bring your other things, we'll have to get a storage unit for now. Yeah. And then... And that was just a whole hassle, so we decided not to do that. So he brought this chair, which I love. It looks great.
Good chair.
And a lot of, like, he brought, like, picture frames, like, stuff. It's my mission to really, like, make our next space our space.
I was going to say earlier how you were like, you know, I'm doing some things to, like, try to make it our space, and you're talking about the picture frames, and I'm, like, looking for the picture frames. Katie literally has the picture frames and a football, like, on the very, very top shelf of her cabinet, like, pushed to the back of the wall so you can't see it unless you're in a very specific spot.
I can't see.
See, like I said, in our new space, but also that's a rugby ball.
What's the difference?
Football and a rugby ball.
Is a different sport.
Are different, I guess. But no, I said the same thing. I'm just...
Well, I think I knew they were different sports, but I don't think I knew that they had different
It's a signed balls. Rugby ball, too. There's signatures on it.
Who signed it?
I don't know.
I don't think I know any rugby players.
Jack says we have to keep it, so it's there.
Okay.
So, and we have the golf clubs in the closet. So things are here. Like, his mark is here.
It's just out of sight.
His presence is felt.
Yeah. And really, it hasn't felt, like, our dynamic hasn't felt different, really, besides just things are easier. Like, I don't have to worry about, like,
amazing.
You know, when's he coming over? What time should I have, like, this, like, done and, like, whatever? It's just... Now it's just our daily, like, we have routines.
You guys, like, coexist.
We have routines now. All of those wires are just uncrossed now. It's just easy. Easy. And I feel like we both also have very similar tastes. So the apartment hunting, like, we have a very similar vision of, like, what we want. So it's, I think we're going to be great.
Have you guys already started looking at places?
We have. Like, online, not in person. We haven't gone because it just would be a little bit too
early. It's about to be time. Like, yeah. Prime time for you to start looking. Yeah,
like first week of February, we're gonna like hit the ground running.
Yeah, are you gonna like do like a neighborhood walkthrough and everything? Like,
yeah. Well, I want to go Upper West Side and just go to buildings that look cool.
Yeah.
Honestly, like that look kind of, because I really want. I have a dilemma that I really love charming apartments that are different, not so cookie cutter. But I also want amenities that I don't currently have, like a washer dryer and a doorman.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to make some compromises.
I want you to live, if you move to the Upper West Side, close to the Tiki Bar. That's like my favorite.
Now, what is that?
That's my favorite spot on the Upper West Side. My one friend lives above it, and it's so fun. And they do $5 chicken sandwiches at the Tiki Bar. Which is a great deal. And it's basically like a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, but like better.
Okay.
It's so good. And they do little tiki drinks that they put in little sharks.
Does it look like a tiki bar?
Yeah.
I love that.
Wait, that's amazing. It's so fun.
And like everybody who lives on the Upper West Side, I feel like,
Katie,
goes to tiki bar.
You could definitely go get your frozen pina colada that you never got 100%. With that guy years ago.
Oh my God. Remember?
I do remember.
Do you remember?
I'll never forget.
Wait, Colby's like remembering everything today. When you brought up the corner bistro earlier, I've like forgot about that entire situation.
It's because
that.
My brain is working really hard to try and say nothing, but it's remembering things.
Wait, that's so funny. Yeah, that was a prompt on my Hinge profile.
Yeah.
Was you should swipe or you should like me if you like pina coladas and
getting caught in the rain.
My God.
So creative, that one.
Well, it worked. So anyway,
it did.
Yeah, but that's that.
I'm happy for you.
So it's good. It's new. It's his key still doesn't really work in the door.
It's okay.
You know how like new keys. Yeah, Adam still has a key. New keys are kind of hard. You have to like really jiggle them and like get them in the door. And my key's like lubed up, you know, from like years of use.
Yeah, your keys had some.
So that's the only growing pain we have at this very moment, but.
Okay, not a bad growing pain. That's good.
There you have it.
All right, well, we look forward to hearing the updates on the apartment search.
Thank you.
Whenever they come.
What's new with you two? I hear Colby had a lot of men in her life.
I did not hear that.
Did you hear this? She said she had a lot of boys.
Miami, I mean, this is just like Miami core, but if you need your ego stroked, Miami is a great destination.
Okay, give me the rundown.
Well, first of all, the first half of my week, I was with my dad in Naples, and I left my dad's retirement community one night to go to dinner with my cousin, and that was great. But whatever, some solid family time. And then I left on Wednesday to go meet up with my friends in Delray. I had never been there. It was very fun. And we left Delray and went to Miami on Friday because my friend had a work meeting, so we spent the night at the Fountain Blue because they're her client. Friday night was not on my bingo card to start off my 2025.
Why do I feel like I heard none of these updates?
Because I haven't seen you.
True.
I only heard there were boys. That's the only detail I heard.
We were sitting in the lobby and we were having a drink before going to dinner. And I look to the right and I see this guy that we went to college with who was probably the last person that I would ever expect to run into in Miami. And he literally was with this guy that I had matched with on a dating app and talked to and like fully knew who he was, but we had never met. And it was just so interesting.
Oh my God.
And so at first I waved to our friend and he didn't see me. And the guy from the app did see me and like smirked at me and looked away. And I was like, okay, well, he's not going to say anything. That's weird. And then our friend came over and I was talking to him. And then me and my friends went back to just talking, whatever. And then out the corner of my eye, I feel this presence approaching me. And it was the guy, and he was like, oh my God, I didn't recognize you. I mean, obviously, that is probably very odd. I also was like, okay, that's weird. And the only reason I even knew who he was because he was with our friend. Otherwise, I feel like I wouldn't have known who he was either. Sure. But like the last person you would expect. Yeah.
The Hinge guy said he didn't recognize you.
Yeah.
Okay. The guy from our college did.
It would not make any sense to see a random girl from a dating app in the lobby and bar at a hotel and know how to place that person.
Yeah. I feel like that's perfectly normal to not be able to.
But I was like, in my head, I was like, hopefully he didn't recognize me because I looked way more beautiful in person. But whatever. He was like normal and nice after. And then he was like, okay, like text me. Let me know what you're doing. Whatever. Long story short, we didn't end up hanging out with those guys again because the rest of our night, literally, we go to dinner. This actually happened twice on this trip that our table was... We were told that it was ready, and then we go to walk to the table. There was no table that was ready, and this restaurant that we're at fully has, like, fire dancers and drummers walking through it. Like, there's a show happening, and we're standing there like,
damn.
Okay, was it Jaya?
What's going on? What?
Was it Jaya?
No, it was called Rosa Negra. Oh. It just opened in Miami. They have one in Tulum, too, and my friend had gone there. It was really fun and great, honestly. But we're literally standing in the middle of this performance, and the host leaves us. She was like, I'll be right back.
She's like, good luck.
And we were like, okay. And everybody, like, has their phone out videotaping the fire dancers, and we're just standing there like freaks in the middle of the restaurant. And then she comes back. And she's like, I'm actually going to have you stand over here for a second. And she brings us to the bar. And then the manager comes over and he's like, I'm sorry, there was a mix up, but let me buy you a drink while you wait for your table, which honestly, so nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got drinks. And then literally before the drinks were even ready, a table was ready. And then we left to go to this lounge bar place. And I'm not kidding. The amount of guys that were just coming out. I was with a group of four girls, so that also helps. But it's so many guys were coming up to us and talking to us. And the small of my back has never been touched so many times in a way that I was, like, getting enraged. You know, when you're at a bar and guys, like, are walking around you and feel the need to touch you.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't handle it anymore. And then all of my friends were saying the same thing. We were like, everybody is touching us way too much. And
unsolicited lower back stroking.
Yeah. It's like, sorry.
Yeah.
You gotta get by. And it's like, okay, you literally just grab my butt as you're trying to get by. But fine, whatever. And so we met these guys. There were oddly a lot of work conferences happening in the Miami area, which is somewhere that I would never want to go with coworkers, I feel like.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I loved going to Miami with my coworkers.
Really?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I actually did love going to Miami with my coworker as well.
That's like such a fun place to go with your coworkers because it's the wild, wild west. Like, you can group up with the coworkers that you like and, like, go crazy, you know?
I guess that's true. I more so am thinking about, like, the opportunities for things to go left.
Fair, but that's when it's fine.
But they could also go right, I guess.
Did they go right or left for you?
No, so then these guys were like, come over to the other side of the bar. We have a table. And we were like, okay, fine.
It went right.
Yeah, no, but expecting there to be like a whole group of guys, literally the two of them.
Damn. And
everybody insisted on buying us shots. Like, at the restaurant, they gave us shots. Other people got us shots. These guys offered to get us drinks, and then shots came too, and I was like, I physically cannot consume this much alcohol, and so I took like half a sip. They went to waste. That's the thing with a surprise shot, is you never know how it's gonna go over with the group. You might have just wasted what I assume was like $200 on six shots.
I think it's just like a hot, sexy thing to be like, let me buy a round of shots for you girls. For sure. I feel like that's just like what's going on in their head.
And yeah. Boys just like doing that. Like, so it's like
even
an
if
ego
you don't
boost.
Drink it, even if you don't drink it, it's like, look what I got for you. But it's a little bit easier than having to get a whole cocktail.
Yeah.
They just want to like show their dominance by buying
but
a round.
But that honestly.
Exactly.
Was that night just really embodied how much I love being a girl sometimes.
Good.
I mean, that's like core pretty privilege. Like, you deserve it.
It was really
for being beautiful.
It felt really nice.
Good.
And especially coming off of feeling so deathly ill, I was so like, were the boys okay, cute? We're back. No. But that's fine. They were really nice. Honestly, a lot of them weren't creepy and they were like nice people to talk to.
Just
and a lot of them actually lived in New York as well.
Wait, so did more boys come? Because I thought it was just two boys.
No. But so then those two boys, we left them and we were going to go back to the hotel. It was like literally 2:30 in the morning at this point. And Liv is in the Fountain Blue, obviously. And Ty Dolla $ign was at Liv. We are standing in the middle of the club and one of the waiters comes up to us and he's like, I mean, you could stay here where there like isn't too good of a crowd, or you can come back over here and go to Ty's table. And we literally were out with Ty Dolla $ign until 4:30 in the morning.
Stop.
Which, yeah, like so random.
You were physically with Ty Dolla $ign?
Yes.
My God, Colby.
And then we like left and I don't even know. I was so upset that it was 4:30 in the morning and I took melatonin when I got back to the room because I was just honestly high on life in that moment.
Good.
Or Not is one of my favorite songs and he sang it live.
Did he sing it to you at his table? Did he come over to you and serenade you?
No, he was on the stage.
Okay, so was it just the four of you girls and Ty Dolla $ign, or was there like...
No, we were at his table with a very eclectic crew.
Okay. are we talking prostitutes?
I don't know. We didn't really mingle with them.
Oh, you can't?
Sex workers.
It was great, honestly. He is on every banger ever.
Yeah.
He was. When I saw your story of Ty Dolla $ign... You didn't post stories at the table, though.
No, I didn't post anything at the table.
You posted the one like in the crowd.
One of him singing. Oh yeah. When we were in the crowd and there was confetti that came down. That is one thing that I do not miss about clubs is every 2 seconds it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah, true.
I kind of love it when they pump confetti though, because then they're also pumping cold air, and then you're like, oh, that feels great,
and it wakes you up.
Yeah, it's definitely like some oxygen or something.
Yeah.
That's kind of an iconic night.
It was crazy.
Did you like talk to him?
Yeah, we were literally like this close to each other.
Did you dance with him?
No.
Did you make out with him?
No.
I feel
come
like
on, Colby, fess up.
I should have.
Colby's not a clout chaser.
They left on a van though. After we were like putting our friend who lives in Miami in her Uber, and they were getting onto a Sprinter van to like go out. And
to go out at after 4:30.
I don't know how these people do that.
So the sun is rising when they're going home.
Well, now it's still so dark because it's winter. But it really got me thinking about Scott Disick and his days of hosting at clubs and how he would say that he wasn't drinking or partying, and like there's no way. I don't know how people do that.
Sleep all day, party all night. You like,
yeah, I mean, he obviously was partying.
You train yourself, I feel like, to be almost like a night nurse. You know how like the nurses that work at night,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like they sleep all day.
But like, how do you be in that environment not on some kind of substance? Like, you need to be drinking, I feel
like. I don't know. Yeah. And honestly, luckily we had so many drinks before going to the club, because otherwise I would have been way too alert of my surroundings and I would not have been having a good time.
It's good that you had some drinks. Yeah. A little social lubricant to be with Ty Dolla $ign.
There were just like a lot of random drinks like being passed around. And if I wasn't already like buzzed, I would have been thinking too much about what I was potentially consuming, which was nothing.
Yeah.
But I would have like been nervous.
Yeah.
There was a guy with like a cocktail shaker and I was like, I don't think I should drink that. And then my friend drank it. She was like, no, it's good. It's fine. But
wow, that's like, so
who
fun.
Brings a cocktail shaker to a club? That was really freaking me out. I still am happy that I didn't drink that.
I was figuring it was like a bartender.
There was like a random guy at the table making like custom shots.
Maybe Ty Dolla Sign just like shots. Hires him to, you know,
yeah.
It's part of his posse.
I don't know. But it was so fun. And I literally am going to need a long time to recover from that.
Maybe that's why your brain's...
I literally didn't know I could still stay awake until 4:30 in the morning.
Maybe that's why your brain's slow.
Yeah, probably.
That sounds so fun, though.
It was so fun.
Like, I'm honestly so jealous. Like, can we go back?
Except I don't want to go to a club again for a long time.
No, stop. Clubs are so fun.
They are.
They are.
But I don't want to go to that club.
Yeah, we can avoid that club. We can go to Vegas.
No, I want to go to Miami.
Okay, fine. We can go to Miami.
I actually really want to go in February because I need one trip to the sun a month.
I will gladly go with you. Although I might be going to Australia in February. Isn't that crazy?
For work?
For work.
Oh my God, it takes you a full day.
That's insane.
To just get there.
I want
to
go there so bad. I know.
I was looking at flights and like it's literally 24 hours of travel.
How long would you be going?
4 full days.
That is not enough time.
Well, I looked and I was like, I don't think I really want to extend it. Like, I don't know. But it'd also be summer in Australia, so it might be nice.
Yeah.
But I kind of just want to like get in there, do my business, and then...
I was watching the Australian Open, and it looks so sunny and hot there. They were all sweating.
Well, they
so
also
much.
No Australians work in January. Like it's like their peak summer, so
God,
all of them
I gotta
take
move
off.
To Australia.
Wait, that sounds amazing.
It's kind of like Europe. Like Europeans don't work in August.
Yeah, but January, that sounds nice. Yeah. Like really ease into the year.
Yeah, but like we're planning this big work trip to Australia at the end of February, and they asked me today if I'd want to go, and I was like, I mean. 100%.
I mean, that'd be really fun, but
like I've never been.
If you can get past the long flight and not being there for very long.
You guys know how I do though, you know, I like to be in and out. So like I kind of just want to land in Australia.
I want to go to Australia so bad.
You could fight the jet lag pretty well, I feel like.
Yeah.
I just more so while I'm on that side of the world want to make the most of my time.
Yeah.
Like I would so like fair. To explore that side of the world while I was over there and potentially not have to go back.
Yeah. So we'll see. I told you guys I'm going to London next week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, last minute.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
London so boy.
Me and the gays.
How long are you there?
I fly Tuesday, land Tuesday night, and then I'm there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then I fly back Saturday morning.
Oh, that'll be so fun.
So it's a quick little trip.
Where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Edition in, I think it's in Marylebone or Soho-ish.
Cool.
Maybe Marylebone. I'm obsessed with Marylebone.
I love it there.
Marylebone.
Love it. You crushed it.
I'm so excited.
That'll be so cool.
How was Napa?
Yeah, now it's your turn. You two abandoned me for warm places. And you
didn't bring hot there?
Any sunshine
back. Napa was cold as hell. Like, Napa was cold.
Mm. Yeah, I was anticipating it to be cold.
But it was so pretty. That was my first time in Napa, and I thought it was beautiful. It was so gorge. We stayed at this resort called the Meritage, I think it's called.
Okay.
Everybody there so wonderful. It was such a nice place. And it was fun. It was kind of like adult summer camp. Like it was a work trip, but it was for the entire company, so it was all of us there. And it was so much fun. We just had a very good time. We did some wine tasting, we did a lot of like bonding, we made some toy cars for some Boys and Girls Club kids, and I was really into that because we know I love an activity. I went bowling. I bowled for 2 hours and my forearm was not working for 2 days.
You were sore.
I texted my friend when I got back on Sunday or Monday, and I was like, yo, like, I can't
feel... It's a lot of bowling.
I was like, I can't feel my forearm after bowling for 2 hours. And he was like, you were the first person probably to ever say that in their entire lives. Like, that has never been said before.
Well, that's why they wear, like, the professional bowlers wear, like, braces on their arms.
Yeah.
They wear, like, special things on their arms to, like, I don't know what it does.
Yeah, but one thing about me, I love an activity at a function.
Yeah, you do.
Love an activity.
I mean, I love it. Did you meet any like cute boys from the company?
I mean, everybody in my company is so good looking. Like it's really crazy. Like they truly have hired the cream of the crop of like just really amazing, beautiful people.
Wow.
But yeah.
You fit right in.
But we're so small that like I've already met everybody at this point like so many times.
True.
But like now we're like really rapidly scaling. So there's a lot more peeps coming.
More opportunities for a work crush.
Maybe. I've had enough of those.
Yeah,
no,
well.
No more. No
taking
more.
Taking your romances outside of the office.
I will tell you guys this kind of funny story of two of my friends. They're not work friends, but they're two friends that I have, and I thought it was kind of funny. So two friends that I have in the gay world. I'll get you guys' perspective on this. In gay world. So basically, one of them went on two dates with this one guy, okay? The second, they were good dates, like 3 hours each probably is like a substantial date, first and second, both drinks. The second date, they kiss, and my one friend is like, oh, this is like a great date. Like, I was obsessed with him. Text him after, the guy is, you know, giving him some, like, not really responding very quickly. Come in gay friend two, and our one friend is telling him the story, and gay friend two is like, wait, I literally just matched with that guy on Hinge.
Oh my God.
Obviously, gay friend one is like, what the heck? Like, I'm pissed. Like, he should not be on Hinge. Like, getting on that, because he obviously likes this guy that he went on two dates with. But it's also kind of funny because he only went on two dates with them. So right. It's like, obviously,
he's literally me.
And so gay friend two is, I love how I'm nicknaming them gay friend one and gay friend two. It's like gay, it's one, gay two.
It's good. It keeps them differentiated in my brain.
What's the Dr. Seuss? Oh, thing one and thing two.
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling them thing one and thing
gay
two.
Gay one, gay two.
Gay one, gay two. So gay two is like, okay, yeah, like I'm not going to execute on this. Obviously, like I don't want to like hurt your feelings. Gay one, triple text this guy and is like, I'm pissed. Like this guy is not responding to me. Gay one then gets a text that is basically like not romantically interested in you. Gay one is all out of whack about it.
So gay one has been rejected by
gay
the guy.
Gay one has been rejected by the guy.
Damn it.
Gay two is withholding information that he was actually like, this guy had triple texted him to like set up a date via Hinge.
Oh my God.
And he was like, well, I can't tell gay one, obviously, because I don't want to, you know.
How close are they? Like, are they like good friends? The two gays.
Friends, but it's not like they're like best friends.
Like, would it be like a major betrayal?
Like, it's not like you and me or me, you and Colby.
Yeah.
It might be like, I don't even know what a comparable would be, but it's like, it's, they're definitely friends.
Okay.
And definitely good friends, but not like best friends.
Would it be like a deal breaker for their friendship if the other guy went on dates with
So
him?
I think what the argument is it's like, should gay two, you know, like, is it bad of him if he goes on a date with this guy? He's not going to, so he ultimately made the decision, like, I'm not going to go on a date with him. But in my head, I was kind of like, I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, I think if it was like me and you or me and Colby or something like that, you know, and mm-hmm. let's say like Colby is gay one in this situation and I'm gay two. Like mm-hmm. I want to be the gay on top. So Colby can be the gay on the bottom. Colby's wow. the bottom, I'm the top. Okay. In this situation.
Really? Wow.
first time for everything.
Switcheroo.
Okay. So let's say like Colby ends up going on a couple dates with this guy. She's really into him. And then all of a sudden I match with the same guy on Hinge the next day or something. And this guy is like asking me on a date. Like I would never go on a date with that guy because Colby's one of my best friends. And I
yeah,
feel like
right.
that. And
the
like
loyalty,
she clearly really liked
yeah.
him.
Yeah. You have loyalty to her, not to him.
Exactly. Yep. So my theory is like, I guess it depends on how close you are.
I think that's all, like that is the big factor here.
Yeah.
Like how close are they? That's what's important. I also feel like if maybe things were a little bit like roles reversed, like in the sense of gay one was the one to end it with the Hinge guy because he wasn't feeling it. Then I think it's fine to be like, oh, but you might want to go on a date with yeah, him. Here yeah. you go. But because it was him that got dumped, I feel like
yeah,
I could never do that to him. Like even if I like hardly know him.
Yeah.
If just knowing that that he got like his heart broke, not heartbroken because it was two dates, but you know what yeah. I mean? I'd be like, now I'll find someone else.
Yeah, that like he was down in the dumps over this guy.
But that being said, if he comes across my desk in a year and, you know, time has passed and my other friend has moved on or something, I might be like, hey, do you mind if I go on a date with this guy that you a year ago? Like, I feel like time would be
yeah.
helpful.
Time is not of the essence with this.
No, not with that example.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was kind of a funny scenario. In my head, I was like, what would I do?
Yeah, what would you do?
Well, are they like best friends? I'm still not. Yeah.
They're not like inseparable besties, but they're certainly good friends.
It's too close for comfort.
Yeah. If they're friends at all, I feel
they're
like.
So they're in the same friend group, but they're not like best friends in the friend group, if that makes sense.
That okay, that does make sense.
It's not like they're like texting every day and like they'll have plans together.
Yeah, no, I just couldn't because I'd also picture like I'm a futuristic thinker and I'd be like, okay, so if I want to bring this guy to like a hangout, like a friend yeah. hangout or like in the Hamptons this summer or whatever, like I'd feel so weird bringing him and having like this guy that they've literally made out and gone on dates, like, there, I'd feel bad for my friend gay number one, that he'd have to witness like us being like coupley or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I would just think like about that and be like, nah, I'm good.
But then at some point, you kind of have to think.
What if they just like go on two dates and hook up and that's it?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, it's only two dates, you know? So it's like, realistically, it's not.
True. I guess it also depends on how bummed gay number one is.
Yeah.
Like, if
gay number one is like devastated.
If he is devastated. Yeah. But also, I would need to talk to him to like figure it out, because some people like won't always let on how they're feeling.
Yeah.
Like, they kind of joke about it, be like, ah, whatever, another one bites the dust.
Yeah.
But like, they could really be torn up about it.
Right.
I don't know. I just think it's too messy.
I just did like a real life advice segment scenario.
You did. Yeah. So like, but what would you do? You didn't answer.
What would I do?
If you were involved in this, what would you do?
I know you. You wouldn't go.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I think I would feel too bad about my relationship with gay one.
Yeah.
Like, I think it just more, it would like put the thought in your head the whole time.
Yeah.
I would just feel guilt. I'd be looking over my shoulder.
I feel like I have a guilty conscience like that.
Yeah, same.
You definitely do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, maybe
for better or worse,
maybe if it was like, you know, 6 months down the line, though, like, yeah, let's say like a few
exactly
months past
time,
then I think it's totally fair.
It'd be like, it would just be like bad friend behavior to do it. Also like salt in the wound so soon afterwards.
And honestly, I think like after a few months, if like the guy came across my desk again, I might even just go ask A1 and be like, hey,
well, yeah, of course you should.
Like,
yeah,
do you care? Like, this guy, like, you know, he and I just matched on Hinge. Like, do you care if I go on a date?
But it's been so long.
Yeah.
My biggest thing here too is these people like really don't know each other.
Yeah.
So does he really have authority over it?
No. It so I guess, weird that's why it like him matters more about like how you value your relationship with,
right,
in this case, gay one, gay two.
Yeah.
And same with the match, though. It's like, okay, we matched on an app, so we find each other attractive, but like, that doesn't mean anything at the end of the day.
Yeah. Speaking of Hinge, I deleted my entire Hinge. Do you know when you just get trigger fingers and you're like, whoa?
Did you delete the account or just the app?
I deleted the full account.
Yeah.
Like, I went absolutely buck wild. Like, I just like clicked delete, and then I did, you know how we always talk about like that reset method where it's like, do you hate your experience with Hinge? And then you click yes. And then it's like, do you want to just like have a fresh start? And then you're like, yes. And then you get on new people. Like, I was over it. So I was like, don't want a fresh start, delete this shit. And I just like press the button, and the whole thing, it doesn't even give you like a second,
okay, bye.
A second,
are
line
you
of
sure
defense.
They're not like, are you sure?
No, they're not like, are you sure? They're like, okay, bye, bitch. And it literally wiped the whole thing, and I was in my head, I was like, oh my god, I
just said that. Gag. You have Raya still.
Wait, Katie, I remade my Hinge within 2 seconds of deleting that shit. I remade the whole damn thing.
Wait, I was like, okay, so you're vowing to meet people in person too.
Guys, I was mortified. I was like, oh my god, and I remade that shit within 2 seconds.
Oh my god, you really said like,
and Hinge is punishing me for it. Let me just tell you.
Oh,
no. No, no, no. My likes, I've never even seen things like I've seen.
The things that I've seen.
The things that I've seen in my life.
Do you feel like a war hero?
I feel like I'm in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in Lord of the Rings
for sure. Lord of the Rings. Jeez.
And it's...
How short are they?
I really am vowing to meet people in person. And my trip to Miami felt like a kiss from God that I'm capable.
Like, you could have made out with Ty Dolla $ign. You could be dating right now.
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
I love that journey for me.
Well, we should go to the Park Gate on Friday.
Yeah.
The new bar.
Ooh, is that the bar? Mm-hmm.
Colby mentioned potentially going there.
Yeah, well, I'm going to dinner near there.
There are some hotties that hang out there. Australians.
It's also such a chic bar. A
lot of foreign people.
Okay. Like, love.
Cool, mysterious men.
Love.
That I've seen.
Amazing. I love a cool, mysterious man.
And I will be, you know, with my mocktail, pushing you into them.
Okay. I love it.
If you see me at a bar, you know, don't go alerting TMZ that I've broken dry Jan.
Nobody will tell.
I have a mocktail, and I am wing woman number one.
I love that.
But I'm just saying, if you want to slip a little vodka in there, your secret's safe here.
Nope. I am not a cheater.
I'm a cool mom.
I am not a cheater.
I'm going to be splitting the G next week.
Can I just say, Guinness, whoever's on the PR company for Guinness has crushed it in 2024.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of partnerships.
Like, but I'm more so saying, like, everyone's into Guinness all of a sudden. Like, I mean, Guinness has been obviously a very, like, popular beer since the beginning of time. But I'm talking about the girls. The girls are drinking Guinness.
Talking about how it's a light beer.
Like,
you don't get bloated.
That is a thing. I have seen that marketing.
Yeah.
But the girls are drinking Guinness. Wishbone Kitchen, my favorite content creator. I love Meredith. has a literal Guinness tap in her house. Like, people are loving Guinness, splitting the G. Like, hot girls love Guinness.
I really think splitting the G did it. Like, I think a lot of... I all of a sudden randomly saw splitting the G all over all of my social media pages.
Because it's an activity. Yeah. You like activities.
I love an activity.
Do you like splitting the G?
I do.
Can you do it?
No.
It's hard.
Sometimes.
It is hard.
We'll see you next week when I'm in London.
My dad can do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Without fail, every time.
That doesn't surprise me about Pat.
Well, he also... There's another thing you can do, like, not just splitting the G. You can do, like, it to the harp.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, split, like... There's like different places you can drink to than just the G, yeah. And he can do some of those. But yeah, I think that I feel like that'd be such a like a hot thing to be able to do. Like, that should be, oh my God, we need to practice. And then one of you's got to put on your Hinge profile.
Splitting the G.
That you can split the G.
Ugh.
I feel like at this point it's kind of overdone to the point where that would be embarrassing.
Damn, really?
I'm just going to keep drinking
like picture
tequila on the rocks.
Picture that's Colby putting splitting the G on her Hinge profile. No. Like, no.
Oh, you think it's Chuggy?
I think it's Chuggy.
Like, oh my God, I found out having chrome nails, apparently Chuggy.
I don't know about that. I think your nails look good. I like them.
Okay, but someone said that chrome is Chuggy now.
I like your nails, so whoever said that can fuck off.
Well, what were you saying, Colby? Tequila on the rocks?
With an orange.
Oh, yeah, that's my drink of choice. But I drank so much tequila over the weekend, and I was not hungover. I was just debilitatingly tired.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's
but
good.
I was happy with my choice to not drink the random pink shots that
smart.
Probably would have made me very hungover.
Very smart.
Remember that club that we used to go to when we were young, and the promoters would give you the pink champagne, and the pink champagne was a kiss of death. You would wake up with like the most excruciating headache you've ever had in your whole life.
Do you think they put drugs in it?
I don't
know. It's just straight sugar.
I think it's just sugar.
Straight sugar, low alcohol content.
You never know, honestly. Maybe.
They put a little something.
Yeah.
Spice things up.
I don't know. But I drank the champagne one time because I didn't know. And then the next day, my friend was like, did you drink the champagne? And I was like, yeah, obviously it was a free drink. She was like, never do that ever again.
Don't do it again.
Champagne just doesn't make me feel good.
Champagne goes straight to my head. Like, sometimes I do love a glass of champagne, but I could never have more than one.
Yeah.
I'm having flashback memories of your apartment for New Year's, like a year ago, when we had all those champagne glasses, but the bottoms
kept falling
off. Yes, the bottoms would not stay.
And the number of like crushed plastic all around the apartment, because people would step on them.
And they shattered like glass.
I know.
Like, they didn't just like crack like a plastic cup. Like, they shattered like glass all over the floor.
Wow, those cheap ass. I should have just gotten a champagne flute for everyone.
Ugh, memory lane, kids.
Oh.
I think that might be all we have time for today.
Oh my God, are we like just gabbing?
We're at a minute ten.
Gabbing away.
My God.
1 minute 10.
1 minute 10.
Oh.
Listen to yourself.
An hour 10.
Well, we just did Adam's hypothetical advice segment that's real. That is actually real to him.
And if you're gay one and gay two listening to this, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Work it out.
Figure it out,
yeah,
guys.
Figure it out. Like, is this guy a freaking Adonis that they're fighting over or what?
Kind of, yeah.
Is he like the hottest man to walk the earth?
Like, literally so hot.
But wow. That's why I'm like, okay, this guy went on 2 dates with him and got dumped. Like, can't this guy go on a date with him and hook up with him if he's that hot?
Wait, honestly, I have a
just
picture.
Just like spread the wealth.
I think it would just need to be talked about, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, okay. if it was talked about, if it was like a funny little thing.
I mean, I don't know why I'm saying that, because I would not be cool with somebody hooking up with a guy that I even had a crush on.
He's a hot name too. Fuck.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you've sent the picture.
Wait, I think I need to.
Did I send it to you?
Yeah.
I think I need to add
that
to my baby names list.
He is so cute. Like, I need to insert myself into the situation.
Yeah, wait, what about gay number three?
Yeah, you guys can just pass them around.
Gay number three has entered the chat.
Adam is gay number three.
Don't tell gay number one.
I like talking about this because it's a situation that, like, I'm so far removed from that I'm like, yeah, why not? But literally, if this was happening to me, I would be out for the blood.
I have a question. How did they figure this out? That they'd matched with the same person?
Gay one was like
showing pictures,
was talking about it.
And so did he like show a picture?
Yeah. And so gay one showed a picture and was like, oh, this is the guy. And then gay two was like, oh my God, I just matched them on Hinge.
There you go. Okay. Because I was like, wait, how would they know? Because it probably happens way more than you'd think that two friends match with the same person and talk to the same, like Colby, we could have fully talked to the same guy on Hinge and just didn't know.
That happened to me, honestly, the hot chocolate guy. I went, the girl, my friend's friend from work, who was there.
Wait, also. Where?
Where's when, there?
When we were at the park gate, when I was supposed to go on the date.
Oh, the guy suggested they go get hot chocolate because he was hungover.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was meeting up with my friend and her coworker for a drink before to like get out of my apartment since we weren't going until 8 o'clock at night.
A little courage before the date.
And that was when the text started coming in and we were formulating the responses. And I showed a picture and she was like, oh my God, I've literally matched with that guy before. And I was like, well, you dodged a bullet. You're welcome.
Well, there are some famous people on Hinge, aka famous, that they've been on the apps for a while. Like they don't.
I'm probably one of those people.
They don't change their pictures. Well, it's like I feel like I remember seeing like the same person because also guys don't really have many photos to choose from. We've talked about this. So, or I would just like fully be like this guy is just constantly coming up on my Hinge, even though I keep either Xing him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Famous on Hinge.
I will say, so when I had to redo my entire Hinge profile.
Oh yeah, how'd that go?
I was like, wait, I have no solo shots myself. Like I'm always behind the camera and never in front of it, which is ironic because I feel like everybody would think the exact opposite of me, but like I do not have any solo pictures.
I'll take some solos of you, honey.
I feel like you have a good assortment.
But they're so old at this point.
You just took pictures in Miami with your mom.
Okay, yeah, like so that's my main runner.
Yeah, you
just took that one. Because I felt like that was a good
picture of me. That one, you look really good there.
Yeah.
And then I won from Paris. And the one from Vegas where my abs are all over the
place.
Yeah,
that's a really good one.
And oh my God.
Yes.
Adam,
what?
You showing that just reminded me of something and I cannot say it on here. And I have to tell you like right now.
Wait, I'm
I forget.
So scared.
So we have to end.
Okay.
All right, we're done.
And with that, it's been fun.
It's tea time.
Love you. See ya.
Bye.
Okay. Kobe didn't say bye because she's so enthralled.
I know, I can't say another word.
Wait, what's it?
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.